Easter, Week 3, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Battle is o'er, hell's armies flee, raise we the cry of victory, with abounding joy resounding, Alleluia. Christ, who endured the shameful tree, o'er death triumphant welcome we, our adoring praise outpouring, Alleluia. On the third morn from death rose he, clothed with what light in heaven shall be, our unswerving, faith-deserving, Alleluia. Hell's gloomy gates yield up their key, paradise door thrown wide we see, never tiring be our choiring, Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes men laid on thee, grant us to live from death set free, this our greeting still repeating, Alleluia. The Lord God is high above the heavens, and from the dust he lifts up the lowly, Alleluia. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down on heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord God is high above the heavens, and from the dust he lifts up the lowly. Alleluia. You have loosened my bonds, Lord. A sacrifice of praise I will make to you. Alleluia. Psalm 115. I trusted, even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfil before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfil before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You have loosened my bonds, Lord, a sacrifice of praise I will make to you. Alleluia. The Son of God learned to obey through suffering, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Alleluia. A Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God learned to obey through suffering, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people at all, and now you are the people of God. Once you were outside the mercy, and now you have been given mercy. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Stay with us, Lord, for evening is approaching, and the day is almost over. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Stay with us, Lord, for evening is approaching, and the day is almost over. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, our life and our resurrection. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for your Catholic Church. May she reveal among the nations your kingdom of justice and holiness. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for the sick, the sorrowful, captives and exiles. Show them your power and compassion. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for those who have lost you in the maze of life. Let them know once more the joy of coming home. Son of the living God, protect your people. Crucified and risen Saviour, you will come again in judgment. Be merciful to us sinners. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for all the living and those who have left this world in the hope of resurrection. Son of the living God, protect your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, grant your people constant joy in the renewed vigour of their souls. They rejoice because you have restored them to the glory of your adopted children. Let them look forward gladly in the certain hope of resurrection. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.